Okay, so today we're diving into a topic that hits close home for many of us. That feeling of wanting to throw in the towel, to walk away from your business and scream, "I quit." We've all been there, right? And you started this amazing service business with passion and fire in your belly. You envisioned freedom, flexibility, and the joy of helping other people, right? But somewhere along the way, the endless hustle, the lack of leads, and the never-ending to-do list started to suck the life out of your dreams. But hold on for a second, because before you pack up your bags and head for the hills, let's talk about how to pull yourself back from the brink and reignite that entrepreneurial spark. Because guess what? Quitting isn't the only option. In fact, it's often the worst option. So let's talk about it. Hey, I'm Veronica DiPolo, and with more than 15 years being a marketing strategist, are you ready for actionable bite-sized episodes about business advice on marketing, branding, and messaging to take your business to the next level? If you're a service business owner, we'll show you how to attract qualified leads on social media and beyond. We'll reveal the art of showcasing your brand effectively, and we'll uncover the best strategies to hook your audience so they keep coming for more. Say goodbye to outdated marketing strategies and embrace the power of change. Welcome to the Branding Momentum Podcast. Okay, so let me give you some actionable strategies to save your service business. One, I want you to rediscover your why. More often than we think, when we get stuck, we lose that side of the bigger picture. You know, we need to find the root and ask ourselves, why? Why did you start this business in the first place? What impact did you dream of making? You need to reconnect with your core purpose. You need to go back to the beginning and ask yourself why. And go back to the beginning, I mean, go back a view when you actually had the thought, why am I having this problem? Maybe you are an interior designer and you started your business to help people and to create beautiful and functional homes and spaces that, you know, reflect that personality and that you love to bring out the joy into other people. And remembering that purpose can actually fuel your motivation. So I want you to go and dig deep. Now, number two, I want you to identify what drains your energy. Oh my God, what tasks do you do or your clients that are sucking your energy and your happiness? Be honest with yourself, because I know we have people like that in our lives. And I want you to actually to consider and think, what are the kind of projects are you taking on that you don't actually enjoy? Are you working with clients who are bad fit? Because sometimes, you know, we end up working with people like that. So if perhaps you are a realtor who hates cold calling, but feels, you know, obligated because that's the way that things work, and that is the way that you should be doing it as well. Why not try to delegate that task to somebody else? Hire a VA, hire somebody to do the work that you don't want to do, or find a different way to generate that lead with a strategy behind it. Maybe you create a freebie of something that somebody needs and you give them back that, or maybe you are creating a workshop and trying to get people to understand something that you want to explain about how you can actually bridge the gap from where somebody is or where they want to be. Now, number three, and now one, now this one is my favorite, which is to embrace the power of no. And when I tell you it is my favorite, it's because it took me 30 years to learn to say no. And when I finally did learn to and embrace and say no, I felt liberated and in control with my own destiny. You don't have to be everything to everybody. It is okay to say no to clients, and especially say no to clients that don't align with your values or with your ideal potential clients that you want to be working with. So if, for example, you are an event planner and you specialize in intimate weddings, but you get constant inquiries of like large companies and corporate companies that want for you to do the events, then I would suggest that you politely decline and focus on attracting your perfect wedding clients, because this is where you want to be. You got to do you. You can't be looking for things that you don't want to be doing, right? Now, number four. Now, I know this one is a bit hard to sometimes do, which is to actually recharge your batteries. And I know for a fact that burnout is real. And I want you to make time for activities that actually recharge you, whether it is an exercise or spending time in nature or getting a massage or going out for drinks with friends or simply saying no to extra commitments for a little while. Like I said, find the time for you. I used to get my nails done once a week for 1 hour. That was my me time. And today, I actually don't do that because I have established different ways where I can actually recharge, where I can actually do during the day, but also during the week. My mental well-being is so important. And if you find it hard to do, you know, if you find it really hard to apply this for you, which I know a lot of business owners actually, yeah, they struggle with recharging batteries and they keep on going and going and going, then I want you to simply remember this. In case of cabin pressure emergency, put on your mask first before assisting others. And that is it. That is actually it. If you know you have to take care of yourself to take care of somebody else, then let's work on that, right? Let's do it. Let's apply it, really. It's so powerful, that message. And I know it was a little joke, but yeah, I mean, it's so true. Now, number five, and this is the final one and not the most important one, but the one that you need to find, is to find a support system. You don't have to go and do everything alone. You need to connect with, you know, maybe other service business owners or join a mastermind group or hire a business coach. I mean, you need to find ways to surround yourself with positive and supportive people that can actually make a huge difference in how you feel. And as a bonus tip, I want to give you how you should actually try to pinpoint your limiting beliefs. And sometimes the things that is holding you back are less obvious than what you actually may think. Let's talk about those little limiting beliefs. One is being perfectionist, right? Can lead to procrastination, doing things that you shouldn't be doing because you are avoiding to do the things that you don't want to do. So try to aim for progress and not for perfection. Now, the other one is the comparison trap. Don't compare your chapter one with somebody that is already on chapter 20. Why? Focus on your own journey and celebrate your wins and big and small wins as well. All of them. You got to celebrate them no matter at what stage of your journey you are. And then fear for failure. Everybody makes mistakes. Learn from them. Adjust. Keep moving forward. Failure is just another part of the entrepreneurial adventure. So here's your action plan. Are you ready to ditch the quit mentality and start thriving in your service business again? Well, here's your action plan, and it's going to be quite easy. Grab a notebook and write down your whys. Remember yourself of your original passion and your purpose. Number two, I want you to identify what are the kind of things that are sucking your energy. What you can do to delegate, eliminate, and say no. Simply as that. Number three, I want you to choose one actionable step from today's episode, and I want you to actually implement it this week. And number four, I want you to identify one limited belief that you might think that might be holding you back, and I want you to develop a strategy to how you're going to overcome it. Because if we're learning something on this podcast, is we're going to be strategic with every move we take. Oh my God, that sounded like a police. Every breath you take. Anyway, now, if you would like to go even further into this, I have a free audio training that might be the extra shot you need to overcome these negative thoughts that sometimes don't let us move forward in our lives and in our business. So go to the description below and download your audio training now and grab your workbook as well so that you can actually work on what you discover inside of the training. Remember, small changes can lead to big results. So don't give up, please. These are your dreams. You gotta make them true. So keep showing up, keep taking action, and breathe. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. I am here for you. Okay, guys. I'll see you same time, same place next week. Bye-bye.